Welcome to Financial Services Online's daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you updates on the latest happenings in the Australian finance world. Let's start with an announcement from Westpac Banking Corporation. Customers, don't forget to keep your cards handy, as Westpac has stated they will cease cardless ATM withdrawals effective from last Friday, October 11th. This move is in accord with evolving security protocols to protect against unauthorized access. So, while it might be a tiny bit more inconvenient, your financial security is being given the top priority. If you've not done so already, Westpac encourages you to update your online banking details accordingly. Moving on to a revealing decision from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA. A dispute involving a homeowner and broker firm, Aon, has been dismissed. The homeowner claimed Aon misled him on insurance coverage for emergency tree removal. However, AFCA ruled in favor of Aon. This case underscores the importance of understanding insurance contract specifics. Always remember, the devil is in the detail when it comes to insurance policies, from consumer banking to a global stride in sustainability by the insurance companies. Capgemini's Sustainability Transformation Trends survey indicates financial services, including insurance and retail banking, have made impressive strides in sustainability. Holding high the Australian flag is our own industry, outpacing the UK, US, and Germany with a score of 120 on the Sustainability Index. This advancement is testament to the crucial role the finance sector plays in steering us towards a sustainable future. Wrapping up with a note on safety. Australia Post reports a significant upswing, quite alarmingly, by 30% in traffic-related injuries amongst its drivers over the past year. This places the spotlight on the need for enhanced road safety measures, comprehensive safety training for postal staff, and public awareness campaigns. Let's do our part in ensuring the safety of these essential workers who navigate challenging conditions to deliver our mails on time. That's it for today's edition of the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. For more news and services related with insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, and I'll be back with more updates tomorrow. Stay informed, Australia.